Merkle Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkle.
I'm Brian Shipper.
Yes, he is.
Yes, I am.
If you have a crazy and wild story that you would like to share with us from the road, go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the hammerlanelegend.com webpage, hit the contact section, and get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. Shipper, talk to them about the voicemail line.
Voicemail line is a short story, 5-10 minutes at the most. So anything crazy, wacky, zany that you might have seen, participated in, or heard about, and you feel like sharing. Sharing amongst the 1.59 million downloads
gigawatts
we got. Yeah. But leave your name and number, leave the voice message, and we'll play it on the air. 515-585-6375. 515-585-MERK. Have at it.
That's awesome, dude.
You like that?
I do like that. You did a good job on that. How's good your week this week, dude?
Fair to mediocre.
Just fair to mediocre? Yeah. Nothing spectacular?
Set the bar low. Keep the bar low.
If you keep it low, it's never disappointing, is it? I agree with that. I don't like setting the bar too high, because when I do, I'm disappointed.
Right. They don't take disappointment very lightly.
No, no, we don't. We don't take disappointment lightly. Well, we hope everybody out there is having a good week, or has had a good week, or, well, I guess, you know.
Well, you need to do the fuel thing, or
the fuel thing?
Yeah, to buy, keep us fuel, keep us caffeinated. You didn't do the prep thing either.
Wow.
How long have you been away from the show?
A week. Well, not.
How about that?
Well, all right, let's do buy me a coffee. And so okay, what
I got other stuff going on here.
The address is you know, buy me a coffee.
The address, you know. Buy me a coffee.
It's in the footnotes, dude.
Buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane.
There you go. Buy me a coffee.
What is
/hammerlane. Buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane.
Yes, and what do they do when they get there?
When they get there, just you can buy us a coffee, you can buy us a soda, you know, just hit buy me a coffee. And, you know, whatever, if you want to contribute to the show, it's greatly appreciated.
And, any late contributors?
We do. Thank you to Diana Oglesby.
Okay.
She bought us a couple of coffees. Right. And it's like, yeah, thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. It is awesome.
Emergency preparedness food.
There you go. Go for it.
What's that?
I'm answering. I'm talking to Jackson real quick.
Oh, hey, Jackson. Anyway, the prep food, you know, soup to nuts, A to Z.
They
have it. If you need it, they have it.
If they don't have it,
you don't need it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I like the way that works out. It works out pretty well that way, doesn't it?
Yes, that's www.preparewithhll.com.
There you go. Preparewithhll.com.
Right.
I like that. That's simple. So, what do we got to talk about today, Shipper? Today is a
Seinfeld show.
Seinfeld. So nothing. We're not going to talk about anything at all, right?
Right.
That sounds. Now that's listen, a keeper.
Yeah. Listen real close. Everything just powered down.
Yeah. You hear that sucking sound? That is everybody turning off their podcast players.
Well, you know, this was because somebody.
Well, I
didn't
did
leave
my
a
job.
Number.
Yep, I did my job,
so we could call them.
So
we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Well.
You know, because we're here, irregardless. You know.
Yes, regardless of what of any situations, we're here and we're going to have a conversation.
Right, we're going to have a conversation anyway.
We are because we're that. It's going to be. We're going to have fun.
You know, this is the best time that you know the guys in line hall can step up, make the call. Come on, bro. I'm not feeling the love. Just saying.
I'm not feeling the love. So what's going on in the news? What can we talk about? What can we talk about going on in the news this week?
I don't know. A couple things going on, you know.
Like what?
Illegal immigrants punching out New York City cops and they just walk away, flip you the bird. That. Thanks, America.
Yeah.
You know.
You're welcome.
A couple people driving down to the border, you know, maybe they're going to help out the National Guard and fortify the border. Well, not fortify. Well, maybe they can. Just couple people going to the border. That's all I know.
That's about the size. It seems like it was overrated, overblown.
Right.
I mean, I was seeing all kinds of stuff, you know, 700,000 big trucks going down. And I'm like, I'm not seeing that at all.
Right.
You know, I didn't see that at all down there.
You know, like I said, if big trucks now, you know, identify as Priuses, pickup trucks and vans and cars and station wagons, hey, well, whatever.
Yeah. You know.
Everybody has the choice to identify as something else.
Yep. You can identify the way you wish to. That's it. There you go. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I think that's nice. You should be able to identify as you want.
But anyway, I did hear, though.
You look really serious. You looked at me like, I did hear something.
Ron DeSantis sent over some Florida National Guard over to
Texas?
Yeah, over that way.
Towards the west?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And they're doing what?
Probably putting up more razor wire.
Handing out brochures there. Yeah. How to find the closest McDonald's.
Here's your park map. Turn around and walk back.
here's your Motel 6.
Turn around. Don't drown.
Good luck.
Oh, that's a killer. I just love
that. Yeah, you make yourself laugh sometimes. You're just hilarious.
Yes, I do. Well, that's what they tell you when it's flooding.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Turn around, don't drown.
There we go. Just pipe that atmospheric river from California over to
there
the
you go. That,
Texas
that,
there. That, let it flow through. That,
yeah.
That and that, a couple of gators.
There you go. There you go. You
tastes
know that
like chicken.
It does. That's what they tell me. It tastes like chicken. But I've never had alligator. Mm. Not really looking forward to it. Not really interested. So, you know, you know what I'm saying? You feel me, bro?
I feel you.
All right.
But hey,
you feel me, bro.
You know, got to wait till my kid goes down to Florida. I'm sure it'll come up with some kind of stuff.
What's he going down to Florida for? What's he going hunting for this time?
I don't know. I think he's going back down to.
Is he going hunting for gator?
Boar hunting again? I don't know.
Florida?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
They got all kinds of stuff floating around.
Oh, they do.
Once it floods out, everything goes everywhere.
It's a regular zoo.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's
a big Disney World.
Well, that's, you know, Disney World, it does happen to be there in Florida. So.
Right. And then what's his name? Was it Universal? Building another big ass park down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Universal Studios?
Yeah, something with Harry Potter and
wow.
I breezed through the news and I couldn't find it again.
You are on top of things, sort of.
Not really.
All right. We won't accuse you of being on top of things. So how was your week? Did you enjoy your work week this week?
Oh, it was fantastic.
I am glad to hear that because it's always fun to have a fun week. It's always
And on a Friday, believe it or not, I had to do two of them.
Oh my word. Yeah. You poor man.
I had to carry it away to the company.
Somebody had to. I mean, you had to carry it for an extra 90 miles out and an extra 90 miles back. I mean, it's just amazing.
I did meet that guy. I forgot his name. Sorry about that, dude. Guy's out of Washington, transferred down to Washington, something, runs into Harrisburg and then goes downtown, whatever. But
is he going to come on the show?
You know, I didn't even ask him.
How could you not
ask?
Well,
he was talking about Flatbed Johnny, and, you know, we got off, the train derailed, and then he was talking about Susan, and, you know, it just went, you know, the wheels went off the ground. Because I was walking out to go to my car. So you know me.
Never mind.
A 300-yard window to talk. My car's in gear and I'm gone.
300 yards? I don't even think it's that far.
Well, you know.
You know, you park pretty close to the gate. So
that's right. Hired a handicap from the watch.
The closer you can get to the gate, the quicker you're out.
That's it.
I don't blame you. But
I parked my car in position for pole position.
quick release.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, mm-mm-mm. All of that, yeah, you know, all this, you know, hubbub and chit chat and fun stuff.
Stock market's up.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Are you still looking at your phone?
Yeah.
It's good. What are you finding out on your phone?
I'm just deleting emails now.
That's good.
I got to do it sometime. I can't do it while I'm driving.
So why you might as well do it on the show, you know? Right. What the heck? Let's not. This is like distracted driving. You're not supposed to do it.
Well, I don't do it while I'm driving.
All right, let's talk about driving.
Because, you know,
let's talk about driving.
I really think they ought to put a phone holder in our truck for us. You know, they got the Maven thing in there. Why couldn't I have one of them too? You know?
Well, you could put a phone holder in your truck.
I could, but, you know, I like how they're mounted. You know, how
they're,
they
mounted
the
at just the right spot.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been nice to be able to put my own there.
You're right. Right. I'll have to bring that up to HR.
I think it's a good idea.
No,
I think
not HR, just line haul. This way they can get a hold of us quicker. You know, my phone, nobody's going to know this except Pitt, Ohio. My phone actually called, was ringing for me. Yeah, and it said something, it's a verified phone call.
So your ELD phone?
Well, the Maven thing.
Yeah, the Maven thing. Yeah, the Maven ELD phone. Yeah.
Well, it's not an ELD.
It's an electronic log.
You could do that with an Apple phone.
You could, but the one in our trucks that we have, the Maven, it's a
goofy.
Yeah,
but you can dial out on them too, I hear.
I have no idea. I didn't try.
You can get. I,
so who are you talking to, huh?
I don't. And you can.
I don't.
Pull the record. But I've heard from people. You know, I got my ear to the ground.
You do?
Pretty big ear.
You should probably pick it up off the ground before your head becomes right. A freaking wheel.
Well, I don't keep it on the ground at Allentown because the parking lot looks like a swamp.
Yes, it does.
I go to other terminals that have, you know, paved parking lots. It's a whole phenomenon. You know, now again, you know. 4 years after we got our parking lot plowed, I'm bringing home the parking lot every night on my boots.
Yes. Yes, aren't we all?
It's just insane.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's funny how it, you know, comes full circle and we circle back to the same problem. We
come back to the moon landing.
Yeah.
It's like, here we go again.
They dug it up and they made craters now.
It was nice and smooth.
Yes, it was.
You know, and now we got holes and, you know. And they're not even like, they're not adding,
small holes.
They're not even adding stone so that you're not like, you know, never mind.
I'm going to put this out there.
Oh, you're going to do this?
They added stone in the front. Why? So the office people don't hit a bump coming into work.
Oh, but it's okay for us.
It's all right for us to shake the freight going around the terminal.
Yeah, and just knock everything loose. Yep, well, you know what that does? It just knocks the snow loose off the roof.
We're just checking to make sure everything's braced and blocked.
There you go. That's right. That's what we're... Yeah.
You know, we have the snow brush and we have the brace and block section.
That's right. we're shaking snow and ice all over the place.
We're shaking bake, baby.
We certainly are.
And there's about half of these people have no idea.
Nope, they're like, what are these two idiots talking about? Well, we tell you, but, you know, it's a long time. It takes a lot to explain.
It's only an hour show.
It is. So they tell me.
I have charts and pie graphs here I got to show you.
speaking of driving, can I make a suggestion? Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to make a suggestion?
It's your show. Do what you want, dude.
It is our show. And it's our show, not my show. It's our show. And I'm going
to
do
this. This is Merkle Media. It has nothing to do with Shipper Media.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to give you a piece of advice. If you're going to drive, and if you've got three lanes going in one direction on the highway, and you're going to drive below the speed limit or at the speed limit, don't drive in the middle lane or the left lane. Can you just get over in the right-hand lane and just hang out there if that's what you're going to do?
The music is courtesy of people who don't care.
Yeah, I know they don't care, but that's okay. I care. Yes. I care because I care.
All right.
I want people to be safe.
The word you're looking for is coming about.
Well, the word I'm looking for is I'm sick and tired of people being in front of me doing, like, you know, 50 miles an hour in a 55 zone, and they're riding in the middle lane.
Well, that's safe driving, Mr. Murphy.
No, that's not safe driving. That's unsafe driving. That's an obstacle
in
the middle of the highway.
Put him in Massachusetts for 2 weeks, and this is he's talking like a masshole.
Yes. And now, all of our listeners in Massachusetts just tuned out.
That's all right. All four of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's one that we got in Guatemala right now. So, because they're here. They're in Texas. Yeah.
They're not in Texas anymore.
Maybe they got shipped up to New York.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? One of these sanctuary cities.
Oakley Homer.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. How is Mrs. Shipper doing?
I guess. Okay.
How in the world did she come up on the show today?
You brought her up.
I did bring her up. Yes. She's doing all right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you done playing with your phone yet?
Almost.
Almost. Are we still going through our email?
Yeah. It was like 270 something. I hate that. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. She doesn't delete anything.
Nope, that's me.
Yeah. You know, no.
I have, when I look at my emails, but
you know, the Armory says 556 is back in stock, so we got to keep that one.
Well, you know, you got to standards, you know, yeah. Standards. I got you. I feel you.
That's Clark Armory for those people that are listening and wondering.
I hear you. Yeah, I have 10,076.
Oh my God!
Emails.
That's like 4 or 5 shows. Give me that phone.
Nope. I'm collecting. I'm a collector.
Oh yeah.
I am a collector. I'm a professional collector of emails, dude. They might be worth something someday.
Yeah.
You know,
look at that. Cool. Back down to 70 that guy. You know, that's a great thing.
I'm waiting for them to become classics.
Yeah, they're classics.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So.
I don't want that. CDL, yeah.
So what's going on? What's going on in the trucking industry?
I don't know.
What do you know? What's to do? What's new in the news? You're the news man.
A truckload of chains left on Snoqualmie Pass after a bout of snowy weather.
Snoqualmie Pass?
Yeah, I don't know where it is. But it's just today.
Holy cow.
Oh, it's in Washington State.
Oh, there you go. It's in Washington State. That's why there's snow.
Apparently, these people didn't know the proper way to put chains on, and they just spun them off the wheels.
Oh, really?
Yeah. These chains were left scattered along the chain-up area on the Interstate 90 along Snoqualmie Pass. No, I said that wrong.
Well, it's Canada.
No, it's not. It's Washington.
It's almost Canada. Well, might as well be Canada.
It's almost Virginia, too. You know what I mean?
Mountain Mama?
Yeah. Take me home, please.
Take me home, yes. All right. Well, I think that's West Virginia.
A break in the weather allowed crews to pick up the chains along I-90. Oh, my gosh.
Nice. You know, that's the stuff
we got to send our scrapping boys out to Washington. Holy God. I mean, look at it. Look at come back with. That's how many chains.
What? Does nobody know how to put chains on anymore?
I mean,
what the heck?
Even if they pulled over to take them off, they're going to hang them back up on the trailer?
Apparently, you could open up your own freaking chain shop out there and just
And they
sell them again.
Well, they got to pick them up because apparently these cause significant damage to their snowblowers when they're trying to clear the road.
Imagine so. Imagine it does a lot of damage to people's undercarriage too on their cars.
They're not worried about that.
Oh, of course not. It's their own snowblowers. Of course, you know. Who's driving down the road with a snowblower? You mean like a snowplow type of thing?
Well, yeah. Instead of the snowblow, they got blowers and to throw it over 40 feet. Yeah. You know?
I didn't know they had those in the United States.
Trucking. Hey.
Yeah.
Ryder System Incorporated has announced the acquisition of North Carolina trucking company Cardinal Logistics.
Wow.
Completed. Okay. There you go.
Yeah. That's all the news that's fit to print.
Yep.
That's awesome. And who was that?
And who bought it?
That's what I was just read it.
Ryder.
Ryder. Ryder.
So that means up here in Schuylville, that's now, you know, that Cardinal.
The Cardinal is now Ryder.
Is now Ryder.
Ryder, yeah, exactly. That's awesome.
Look at that. Look at me doing show prep.
I know. Look at you doing show prep on the show.
Yeah. Right, well,
look at me doing show prep. Look at this.
What else you want to know?
I hear you, yeah. FMCSA wants to allow learner's permit holders to operate without a CDL holder in the passenger seat. Does that sound like a good idea?
No, but it's fun to watch from the shoulder.
What in the world is with these people? They're literally wanting to allow learner's permit holders to operate a vehicle by themselves. When do we ever do that? When has that ever been done?
Apparently soon.
Apparently, yeah. I mean, it's like, what is the matter with these people?
Should illegal immigrants receive Social Security?
Oh, my word. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration proposed several changes to increase flexibility for commercial driver's licenses driver's license applicants, including a provision that would allow learner's permit holders to operate without a CDL holder in the passenger seat once the permit holder has passed their skills test.
They got skills.
Yeah, they got skills, all right. I mean, it's, you know, I don't even know. I don't even know.
The sound you hear is a lot more of people accelerating. Retire out of this.
Yes, get out while you can, you know. It's like, oh, my word. Yeah, just that's the stuff that I see this stuff in the news and I just shake my head. I'm like, why didn't they have this stuff when we were young? When we could have just, holy cow.
Oh, so now you're jealous.
It's it's
not
now.
A real issue. It's just you're
jealous.
Well,
if we were going to do it now, why couldn't we do it back then? I mean, at least then, I could have been driving and making a little bit more money before I was, because everything's in a hurry now. So we got to hurry this up so these guys can, it's just ridiculous. I don't know. What do you think, Ship?
I'm down to maybe one more license renewal.
Oh, my word. Here's another news story. The FMCSA is still moving ahead with the controversial CM, commercial motor vehicle speed limiter mandate. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration signaled that it will move forward with the CMV speed limiter mandate this spring. Isn't that awesome? Feds to forge ahead with speed limiter rule this spring. In a U.S. Department of Transportation February 2024 significant rulemaking report, the FMCSA listed May 2024 as the publication date for a heavy vehicle speed limiters supplemental notice of proposed rulemaking. So if we're gonna limit the speed that trucks can go, are we gonna increase the amount of time that you can drive? Are we going to go from 11 hours to 15 hours a day that you can drive? Because how are you going to make some of these times and everything? How is this going to happen? We are now going to increase the amount of time it takes you to get someplace. It's amazing to me. What is the speed limiter mandate? The FMCSA's heavy vehicle speed limiters rule, also known as the speed limiter mandate, will require that any commercial vehicle with a gross vehicle weight of 26,001 pounds or more be equipped with an electronic engine control unit, an ECU, that will be capable of governing speed to a limit that will be determined during the rulemaking process. So they don't even tell you how fast they're going to let you go.
All of a sudden, all the brakes are put on. Nobody wants to get paid about a mile anymore.
Nope. You're
going to be paid hourly.
Yep. That's the game that's going to be played. Mm-hmm. You know it. You think you have a hard enough time getting drivers now into the industry? Go ahead, slow them down to 55 miles an hour and see what happens. This is ridiculous. This is what happens when you overregulate. I don't know. Anyway, Shipper, what else? What do you have? What's on your plate? Talk. It's your turn. Go. That's not talking, Ship. That's silence, and silence is not golden. No?
Curtains.
Shipper.
Keep talking. I'm reading something here.
Keep talking. What am I going to say? It's your turn. Oh, look at that. Love's opens a new Colorado truck stop. That's a pretty big place, too. That looks really nice.
Well, another topic here.
The
FMCSA has a proposal to expand the CDL applicants' ability to take CDL skill tests in a state other than their state of domicile. So, in other words, a guy from Pennsylvania could take a test out in Oklahoma.
Why would you do that?
This is supposed to speed up the process of getting more drivers behind the wheel.
Wow. Yeah, well, they keep doing stupid stuff like this speed limiter mandate thing.
Without having a qualified CDL holder.
And you're going to see how fast half of this freaking industry bails out of this thing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. This is the stuff that just drives you crazy. It is this.
This is getting scary.
What's that? Go for it.
Well, between that and, you don't have to have an actual CDL holder in driving with.
Yeah, that's what I said.
With the person.
With a permit person. Yeah. I know. It's ridiculous, isn't it? You hear this stuff, you read this stuff, you see this stuff, and you shake your head. And you're just like, what in the world are we doing? Are we looking to have more accidents? Is that what we're trying to do before we properly train these people and put them behind the wheel of an 80,000-pound vehicle? Apparently, we don't. Apparently, everything is okay as long as we drive slow enough. So we're going to have a speed limiter mandate so that, the trucks go slow enough so that the new permit holders can, take their good old time. You know what's amazing, Ship?
What's that?
That this news, it never gets good. It's never, when you read the stuff that comes from the FMCSA stuff, it's very disappointing. It's very frustrating. And I rarely see anything that is any kind of good news for the truck industry or for the driver.
On another rule here.
Here we go.
federal FMCSA.
Yes.
Cuts the amount of days that the emergency hours of service waivers to 14 days instead of 30.
Hmm.
So in other words, you know, like Florida with a hurricane,
right?
Whatever comes through, the hours of service are waived for 30 days so that they can get infrastructure all set back up again.
Right.
They took it down to 14 days.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You know, tell me it's not a government operation. You know, I don't know. It's so frustrating. It really is frustrating. And I don't know how anybody deals with this stuff. How's your run going, Chip?
Fantastic.
That's loving every day. Awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Making sure the guys below me, they got enough work.
Yep. You know, there you go. It's because you're a people person.
I'm a team player.
You are a team player.
I want these new hires to stay
to hang
that
around.
They can replace me.
That's right.
When I leave.
Oh, you know what, Chip? Come on.
I got one more. I'm working on one more driver's license.
You know nobody can replace you. You just want them to be.
I can be replaced by a monkey that absolutely knows
nothing. No, you can't. That's not true. I don't believe you.
I am practicing driving with my eyes closed, though.
Like a monkey?
No.
No?
I'm using the force.
All right, there you go. You know what? That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. You're using the force. So is that force the front end collision
avoidance
system? Yeah. That's the force. The minute
Sally
you hear
in the box, everything. Speeding. Beep. Plane. Please stop for slow.
Following distance. Following distance.
No, I get the beep, beep, beep before that happens.
When that one comes up, that's when you just hit the brakes, slow down, open your eyes, just make sure you're still in lane. But, you know, what the heck?
That's the other thing. I just wish they would update this thing because some of the speeds on the highway have changed.
Yeah, they have.
And they're still in 1979.
Yeah, that's true. It is true. But, that is the...
Questions on the speeding things? Five words. Take a ride with me. Better yet, just watch the video. You'll see the signs passing.
Just watch the video.
Bring some popcorn.
Yeah, there you go.
Have a Coke and a smile.
You know, just come along. Let's go for a ride or watch
the
video.
Come out to the coast. Have a few friends. Have a few laughs.
Yeah.
Have a few drinks.
There you go. We'll get
drunk watching the movie.
That's right. We'll get drunk watching my video, my driving video. Maybe I should have been drunk before when they were making the video.
Oh, this one. I'll stand by.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Bad news again. I can tell it's just the face is horrible. It's like, uh-oh.
I'm even taking my glasses off to read this.
Uh-oh. This is really serious.
Keep talking amongst yourselves.
Keep talking amongst yourselves. Okay, that's what I'll do. I'll talk amongst myself. So what are we going to talk about? We can't just sit here in silence, Shipper. I don't even, you know what? I'm just going to have Jack fill in the silence. He can just close up these gaps.
Well, here's the thing. You get this FMCSA Ways Carrier Fitness Determination Rewrite.
Say that again.
FMCSA Ways Carrier Fitness Determination Rewrite.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so right away I grab that as being the driver has to be more physically fit and everything.
Yeah.
But apparently it's reviewing six research papers on topics that include in-cab monitoring, automatic emergency braking, and forward collision warning technologies as it weighs the revision of its motor carrier safety fitness determination rules.
Okay.
So that's this Tattletale Sally and lane departure and all that is not going away.
Oh, no. Of course it's not. That's not ever going to go away. Once they institute something, it stays, and it just stays forever.
Yeah.
No matter how irritating it is, that's life. That's what all the people say. What else is in the news? We need to, Wow. State yanks dozens of CDLs following Massachusetts trooper bribe scandal. That can't be good.
Oh, no. Say it's not so.
State licensing officials have voided dozens of CDLs associated with a Massachusetts trooper bribe scandal during an current and retired Massachusetts troopers arrested in CDL bribe scandal. Maybe I shouldn't read this one. I mean,
somebody
I know
somebody was
news.
Getting paid.
It
to
does
pass
sound
people.
That way. Yeah, it does sound that way. I don't want to give out names. That's not nice.
Why? It's public record.
It is public record, but I'm not the one that's going to give out names. That's just not happening. State officials downgrade CDLs associated with scheme. Is anybody ever honest?
Honestly, no.
Yeah, I'm noticing that. I know you're right. Unfortunately. What the heck is that? Tim Hortons adds Volvo electric trucks to fleet. Who's Tim Horton?
Oh, come on now. You don't know Timmy Horton? Timmy Horton up in the Great White North now once.
Canadian restaurant chain. Tim Hortons recently added Volvo electric trucks. Look at that. Somebody's adding them anyway. Even if it is Tim Hortons up in Canada. Of course, how far are they going to go in the cold weather with those freaking big old batteries, you know?
Well, that's why there's crazy, a Tim Hortons on every corner.
Well, maybe they're in Canada there are, but... Oh, look at that. There's a dating site for truckers. Go figure. Single women who want truckers are waiting for you. View profiles 100% free. Join now. Ship, you want to date a woman who's looking for a truck driver?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. I'm kind of like, I'm out. I don't think Michelle would appreciate it anyway. You know, you feel me, bro?
Yeah,
you do. So, what else are we going to talk about? We got to talk here. This is a talk show. We're supposed to be chit-chatting.
Cognitive distractions. Most dangerous form of driver distraction involves any activity that causes the driver to take their mind off the task of driving. Daydreaming is a common form of cognitive distraction.
Oh, you think?
Even a hands-free cell phone conversation can cause cognitive distraction. That is according to the CVSA. Okay.
Well, the only thing I have to say to that is next time some of these people who come up with this crap are driving in the car with their husband or wife.
I just want to know.
I want to see you driving in silence. Turn your radio off. Turn everything off that distracts you.
Yeah.
Don't have any conversations with anybody. Put your phone down. Don't talk to anybody, hands free or not. This is the stuff that just becomes ridiculous.
And I think it should become a rule that we get bonus points to hit the assholes that are driving, watching Netflix,
texting on their phone, or swerving around.
Because I followed the Penske truck, and I know it's not a Penske driver,
right?
I followed the big yellow Penske truck going down 78 two nights ago, and we were all talking about it.
Sorry.
God bless you.
Thank you.
And the guy was all over the road.
Wow. All
right.
So is this like a Penske rental? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the yellow trucks, yeah. The yellow box trucks. You know, like Tony rented to go to Tennessee. Are you almost? We'll just wait. You done?
It's just, I think so.
You sure?
Nope.
Please stand by. Yeah.
But go ahead. Proceed.
Dark so blows. So anyway, here's this guy, foot up on the dash, and the laptop is wide up, you know, open. Right. Bungie did a dash, and he's watching. You can see everything change, you know, the colors changing and that. He's watching some kind of movie. Stand by. It's gone.
It is gone. I hate that. Because now it's going to sneak up on me whenever. It's just going to pop out.
It's going to become from an Innie to an Audi. And, you know, we were all talking. I mean, the guy literally almost drove into the bridge coming out of that new construction.
It must have been a really good movie.
Yeah. I mean,
who knows what he was watching.
Over and then he drifted over on my side. I'm like, oh, we're going by this guy. Yep. You know?
Those are the people who just want to get around. I don't want to be around you. I don't want to watch this happen.
And I'm like,
this is an accident in slow motion.
Everybody's saying it. He's been doing this. Yeah, I mean, they literally followed him all the way up 81 out of Maryland.
Oh, my word. That's the stuff that's just ridiculous. And, you know, how they don't do anything about that stuff, I don't know. But apparently, they can't see this stuff going on. Because, you know, they can see the glow of my phone. Because
I was talking to one guy in the CB. I said, yeah, I would love to take a video of it. But I says, I know my company would say, what are you doing taking a video of a guy watching the video that's distracting? And I'm like, yeah, you got a point. I should have a mounted camera somewhere.
Right, right.
You know, just hit record at that point.
What? That's why I want to get a
insane.
Exactly. But then that would be distracted driving for you, just reaching over to hit your phone to record. You know, that's what that's what they would say.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. Hey, like I said, I go up and down that strip four times a night. Any law enforcement agency would like to take a ride? Five words?
Yeah, how about it?
You'll get your money's worth. It's never a dull night.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
But on a different topic, new $1 billion,
billion with
dollar,
a B.
213-mile interstate planned to connect Norfolk and Raleigh. The road could take up to, take a guess.
10 years.
Your guess is too low.
Wow, 20?
Yes. Road could take up to 20 years to build.
Nice. Nice.
But they're thinking about connecting it with an interstate from Raleigh to Norfolk.
Wow. 20 years.
Yes, right there.
See? What's the mile? How many miles is that?
It says 213 miles.
213
miles. Talk into the mic.
Talk into the microphone. It works much better that way.
More educational for the listener.
Yeah, exactly. 213 miles, 20 years. Does that seem to...
I was going to say, hold on, let me flip back to the calculator here.
Go to the calculator and figure it out. Because it's going to be like, I don't know.
10 miles a year.
That seems about right.
10.65 miles a year.
How long did it take them to do the 10 miles of the stretch road there from... New Smithville to Lenhartsville.
Well, that was
a 5-year process.
Well, because of COVID. COVID whacked it.
Oh, yeah.
COVID whacked it down by 2 years.
Sure, of course. That's what slowed it down was COVID.
I mean, they could have sped it up, actually, but.
Yeah, because nobody was driving at the time.
Well, nobody was working.
We were working. So we're not nobodies. Well,
the construction companies, you know, the concrete people, the steel people.
Well, you shouldn't steal people.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
The plastic people are supposed to bring the plastic pipe to run out of the ground for the drainage. You know?
I know. The rebar people, the delivery people.
There's many, many little companies involved in this.
There is. There's a ton of them.
Right.
And that would have been the perfect time to keep it all going.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because.
All lanes closed. COVID. Okay, there's five guys.
Right. You
know, do it now. All lanes closed. Why?
And indeed, why indeed?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just, you know, that's the stuff that's going on, dude. That's the news. That's all the news. It's fit to print, mostly.
That's all the news I'm going to.
It's all I'm looking at. Because I'm tired of looking at the news. It's like the news is just depressing and sad because we're still going to get this stupid limiter mandate thing going on the speed limiter. Yep. That sucks. That's
slot
ridiculous.
Car racing coming to a highway near you.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's going to be, doing the same 57 miles an hour, you know?
I just honestly say there should be one super truck. You just hook all the trails together. This one, it's going to be like a locomotive.
It will be. It'll be like in Australia, you know?
Yeah, please drop this off at 72. I'll pick it up from there.
See you there. Yeah. Right, exactly. I don't know, dude. I don't even know what to say to half of this stuff anymore. It is so disappointing.
They just might as well just legalize the double 48s right now.
Yeah.
53s for that money. What the hell? Just do it all.
I know, right?
I mean, that coming down the road, I think somebody would get out of the way.
You would think.
Especially if the back 53 is coming around beating the front one.
Have you seen the way some of these people drive?
Yeah.
You know, you're there.
XPO is good at laying over the back pup.
Yep. Oh, my word. Well, you know, that would be.
Or letting it disconnect altogether.
That would be a heck of a layover if you laid over a 53-foot double, you know? The back one. Just, I guess we're not going to call them pups anymore then, are we?
Well, they're going to be, what do they call them in Canada? B-trains?
I have no idea. Yeah, I don't drive B-trains. In Canada.
You didn't drive in Massachusetts either. It's only about 300 more miles. You're in Canada. Okay? Yep. You're in Ottawa.
I'm moving north slowly. Yes. You know why? because it's snowing down south now.
Right.
Global warming.
Tony and Jack got stuck. they got more snow in one snowstorm this winter than we got all winter long.
Yep.
There's some kind of irony going on there, isn't it?
Funny how that works.
It is funny how that works. You know, I'm like, this seems to be something going on here. And we just don't know what it is.
Something's in the water.
It's not in the water. I can guarantee you that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you ask these people, you know, they're looking to, you know, use that as a reason to tell you you can't drive this and you can't drive that and you've got to slow down. You know, all these wonderful things. Don't get me started on that whole thing because that's not going to be pretty. All right, I'm started. Too bad. Here we go.
Notice I did not say anything.
We are diving in.
My hand was on the left armrest. My other hand was in back of my head. I did not move, indicate anything.
We are going. Go ahead. We're going to dive into this thing head first.
You're going to dive in. I'm going to swim around and listen.
I am diving in head first. I am so sick and tired of people who want to be in charge of the world telling me that my carbon footprint is too big and I need to change all the while they're flying around in their freaking private jet. I am just I'm so sick and tired of the John Kerry's and the Klaus Schwab's and all these freaking people in the world, all these leaders, all these political leaders and non-political leaders who want to tell me that this is how I know that this whole climate change thing isn't real. Because if it were, if they actually believed the poop that they were shoveling, they wouldn't be flying around in private jets, period.
Well, if they believed all the poop that they were shoveling, the atmospheric river would come by and wash it all away.
I certainly wish it would.
So there's no need to shovel.
No shovel needed.
Just watch out for the baby Ruth bars floating around in the ocean.
You know, that's the thing. That's one of those things, Shipper, that I just don't get. All these people who buy into this stuff, and they never look at these people and go, wait a second. They just never. I mean, I'm sorry. I have a hard time believing people who don't seem to believe what they're saying. Mm. You know, they don't believe in the words that are coming out of their own mouths, because if they did, they would be doing Zoom meetings.
It's not that they don't believe. It's just that they're not listening at the words coming out of their mouth.
Well, that's true, too.
Okay.
It's like, was it Chris Tucker in Rush Hour?
Right.
Do you believe in the words that are coming out of my mouth? Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't believe the words that are coming out of their mouths. I just don't. Yeah. I'm sorry. You have to sell me on it. And you doing these people doing the things that they're doing is not selling me on this. And it's not selling half the world on this.
Half the world?
Yep. Well, you know, the other half, I don't know. Dude.
Half the world, the other half just hates us.
Well, you know, if the rest of the world is anything like the United States, I shake my head. I just look at the whole picture and go.
You just want to hear stuff rattling around, don't you?
I do. I do. I got nothing better to do with my time, you know. I'm just driving around distracted all night long, listening to the radio. You know, how dare I listen to the radio, because that just creates more distraction. You know, when you listen to these people, it's when are we going to do the autonomous trucks? Because that's what we're doing. That's what we're talking about. That is where it's all leading to. Because everything is distracted driving. When you listen to these people, it's just like, you know, the whole blood pressure thing. No wonder your blood pressure is high as a truck driver. Listen to these freaking people. You know what I'm saying? And Shipper's just taking a nap. He's like, I'm not even listening to this. It's like this.
Namaste.
Merkel has gone off the deep. Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right.
Pressure points. Pressure points.
Yeah. you know, it's just
listen to me being the voice of reasoning.
I know, like,
we're screwed.
What? Yes, we are. The world's coming to an end. You know, that's it.
Get another pack of toilet paper. We're done.
Get one more pack of toilet paper, one more pack of paper towels, and one more pallet of trail mix.
That's it.
Yes, sir. If Michelle had those three things, she would be happy.
No, that's why I told her. Take the new car to see what the trunk capacity would be.
Yeah, there you go. See how much trail mix
you can pack. See how those springs ride.
Well, you know, on that note, the new car is running pretty good.
Good.
Yeah. I'm getting great. I drive 400 miles a week to work, back and forth. I mean, it's not an everyday thing. It's, you know,
well, 80 miles a day, 5 days a week. Well, look at it this way. You got a newer vehicle, which lessened your carbon footprint.
It did. I went through less gas this week than I did with the old faithful
Toyota, yeah, with 374,000. You shouldn't be hearing anything about that Toyota anymore.
373,854.
They never called you saying, we'll give you a new one to keep, keep advertising for Toyota.
They never called me.
They never called.
They didn't offer me anything.
Yamanatsu Toyota, no good.
Nope.
I guess not.
And you know what I got for it?
$200.
$200. That was my trade in value.
And what they do, they loaded it up on a flatbed and sent it down to the Tijuana.
Guy's face was hilarious. Did you have something to trade in? Yeah. The Toyota over there.
It was only driven back and forth to church on a Sunday by a little old lady. Yes. She was at church a lot.
It was
every day was Sunday for her.
It was a long ride to church.
Her church was in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
She lives in Shoemakersville and goes to church in Pittsburgh. Oh my word. Yeah, he just looked at me. I said 373,854 miles, and he just looked at me. I said, well, I don't know what we'll be able to give you for it, but
go out there and look at that gem.
Oh my word. I had more invested in the brand new tires that I put on a week before I got rid of it.
Oh, that blows.
$500 worth of tires, that and I blows. Got $200 out of the car.
They probably took the tires off, you're probably driving the back there. It's probably up on blocks.
The tires are for sale.
They put the tires on another used car. And then put those tires back on the Toyota.
Can you believe it? Just the way it worked out. I was like, you know, whatever. You just shake your head sometimes and you're like, whatever. You shrug your shoulders and move on. Because if you think about it too long, it'll just break your heart. But the new car is getting good gas mileage, man. I drove a whole week. I was at 470 miles. 470 miles this week. And I still got a quarter of a tank of gas left. I couldn't believe it. I was like, holy crap. Well,
at that point, then you know what you have to do.
What's that? Drive
you have,
more?
You have to get a 5-gallon gas can right now and just run it till it stops.
Just to see what I get out of
just
it.
Just to see the absolute what you get out of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I agree.
You have to know your part. You have to know your points.
You know? You gotta know the parameters.
It's like me with the Mac. You know, the fuel light comes on, you still can go.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. You still can go.
I might
say 2 miles to empty, but hey, you can still go.
I went out to West Middlesex. The first time I did a West Middlesex run, I didn't fuel up in West Middlesex. Didn't think about it. I'm like, I should have enough fuel.
You don't have to, really.
I got to Hickory Run, and the light came on. Yeah. And I had enough fuel to get from there all the way down to Allentown.
Yeah.
And to the terminal.
That's when you hit the computer, you check, you got 18 gallons, that'll get you, 173 miles. Well, if I coast down through the hill,
I'll just put it in neutral. We'll be all right.
I should be able to make that mileage up.
Yes,
and then
sir.
We draft. The hell with the following distance. We got to draft. Yeah. This truck's too heavy to push.
You want me to get this thing back?
And then you're coming down the last hill at Lehigh Street there.
Yeah.
And you got one more big hill.
And you look at the hill in front, you're like, holy crap.
I hope all that fuel don't go to the back of the truck. Down the other side.
Then
we got it.
Then you know you're home where you are free. You've made it. You know, I just couldn't believe it. I just didn't think that to fuel up out there. I didn't think we'd need to. Nope. But, 638 miles on an old truck.
I don't know where the hell I went. The day shift guy ran it, and I guess I ran it nights and I don't know where I went, but I forgot all about even looking at the gauge. And the low fuel light come on, and I'm like,
he never fueled it.
What the hell is this light coming on for? And I'm like, I'm looking like, and then I looked how many miles. I'm like, oh, crap. But it's like I always said, there's always a truck stop. You just give them the receipt.
You that's know? Right. If as long you don't
wanna,
run out,
you don't want to call them and say, I need road service to bring me 10 gallons of fuel because I ran out.
That's a chargeable.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Don't get me started on that.
Oh, I don't. Trust me. Believe me, man. I get you. I feel you.
When I pulled out in front out of the yard
yeah.
in front of Harrisburg, you know, on the gravel there.
yeah.
And
all your lights came on?
I popped the brakes. All the lights came on. And I went to go, and I couldn't go because the brakes wouldn't release from the trailer.
Yeah.
And I called the mechanic over there, and they said he doesn't have authorization to come across the street.
Isn't that crazy? They would rather pay somebody.
Let me just say this. I
be careful
was
what you
so
said.
Hot.
You melted the brakes.
By the time I was done venting,
it moved. It's crazy, isn't it? When you think about it and you think that they would rather.
I am right in front of the terminal.
Yep.
I literally came out the driveway, turned onto the stones, and stopped because everything was dragging.
Yep.
And I can't come out there.
Yeah, you literally can't come across the street.
I'm like, you what?
They would rather pay a service call.
I was like, it just blew my mind.
Yep. I don't get that.
And I wasn't even gonna call service for the simple fact I didn't want to hear he'll be there in 60 to 90 minutes.
Yep. If you're lucky.
I could have taken another truck with a different load.
Right. It's amazing. It is I don't know. That hey, you know, it's not my monkey.
But it was the weirdest thing. I mean, it's the only I hooked up once to an empty that right. the brakes were frozen.
Yeah.
They had to freeze
undo them.
Claw them out.
Yeah.
You know? But this one I moved, you know, I drove it all the way down, drove it all the way around, went up, got my paperwork, came back out, and just it was one of those times where there was a lot of moving vehicles and yeah. I just wanted to I'm gonna get out of here, keep yeah. the gate open, just pull right across the street. Pulled right over there and
wow. That's crazy. That is just crazy.
You know,
it was just a flat spot, you know.
I don't know what it was, but
it's one of the nutsiest things, but that's, you know, that's
power divider activated.
Yeah.
And away we went.
go gadget brakes. Oh yeah. It is a beautiful good. Thing.
Don't worry about me. We're fine.
No, don't worry about coming across yeah. the street there.
Dan that's, says good. To me, he says, I came downstairs. You were gone. I says, yeah. After I got that speech, we were going.
We're going to roll.
Yes. We're going to make this roll.
I don't know, dude.
We're going to make the square know. Wheel roll.
Yep. The wheels on this bus are going to go round and round.
Well, I was stupefied. Yep. I was stupefied.
Stupefied. Good word, stupefied. It's crazy. It is. I don't, you know what? I don't even know what to say.
I couldn't believe the words coming over my headset.
Yep. I believe it. It's like, nope. Okay. That sounds all right. Yep. What am I going to do?
Because I literally was going to tell the mechanic, give me a hammer, you know, so I can hit him over the head.
And a blowtorch.
You know, he literally could have come out with his little Cub Cadet, you know, 6x.
Right.
The words, the adjectives that were flown that night.
Oh, I bet. Colorful. Yes. It was like an atmospheric river.
As Ralphie Father would string a sentence together.
Fudge.
Yes. It was well worse than that. Yeah. Oh man. The cab was there was smoke coming out of the cab because I was
oh my word, you know, it was hashtag this, hashtag that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm literally, what's the size of a road? 28 feet wide? I'm 28 feet from the driveway.
You're not allowed to go those 28 feet.
Oh,
that's lava.
You know, had I called an immigrant, you know, an illegal, they would have been, I'll be right there. Come right off the tracks and right in. Right off the train they hitched.
Fresh from Texas.
Yep.
You know, yeah. It's crazy. It is crazy. What are you going to do? That's the way it is, man. That is life.
I just knew the freight had to get back to Allentown.
Yes,
that's all
did.
I knew.
That's all you have to know. That is all
that is my
you
job.
Have to know.
Me go Allentown, Harryburg.
And that's it.
Oh. And then, yeah, I get this. No, nah, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
Oh, no, please do. Nah, just dig this hole deeper.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Because, you know, Lionhall's listening.
Yeah, but no, I'll tell you later. You'll understand why when I tell you after the show.
Uh-oh. Is that good, huh?
Well, yeah. And then I added my colorful spin to it.
Of course you did. Because that's who you are.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Well,
let's just say sometimes I sound shorter on the radio than I actually am.
Shorter?
Yes.
You mean like not as tall?
Apparently.
Somebody said you sounded short?
Yeah.
Well, what does somebody short sound like?
I'll put this on pause a second and I'll let you know.
Okay. We'll be back in a minute. Hold on.
Stand by. Yeah. I just couldn't believe it. We're back. Yeah, so there was that.
Oh my word. That's hilarious. Oh my word.
For those of you that are wondering, you'll have to call Harrisburg and ask them why.
You know what pops into my head is, did you ever see Spaceballs?
Yeah, no, you know, not the whole thing. I wasn't going to sit through that, no.
Oh, my, well, in the beginning.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to sit through the beginning either.
Never mind. Well, all I can say is you didn't know you had an accent, did you?
Yeah, I just thought,
you come across that way on the radio.
I looked at Aaron, I says, I hope I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my. Yeah, because that'd be
Danny
nice.
DeVito here. I said, where's my twin? Oh, he's not coming up here tonight.
Oh, my word. That is just too, that's too much, dude.
She was laughing.
Oh, I bet. On that note.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this show because, you know, it's been a
we did towards the end.
A bumpy ride. But, oh, my word. That was just crazy.
For those of you out of Harrisburg or going to Harrisburg, ask them. They'll tell you.
Yep. I would just say when you use your radio, try to have no accent when you're doing it.
I didn't have an accent.
You think you don't, no. But apparently you sound that way coming across the radio.
You just have to sit up in the seat there and, you know, make yourself taller.
Make yourself Yeah, you sound short. That's what it is.
And I said, of all the people, him. I'm like, he's like 3.5 feet smaller than me.
Oh, my word. And about what? 275
pounds less. He stands behind me when it's windy.
That's too much. You know. That is just it. Well, you know what? What does that say? I mean, is that the caliber of people we have working here?
No, I mean, he was just breaking stones with me. But
gotcha. That's hilarious. That was funny.
When he came up and I said to him, "Do I sound short on the radio?"
If he was just screwing around with you, that's hilarious. if he wasn't screwing around with you,
came across the, you know, when I'm pulling in the yard, it comes like, what?
Boy, my sore throat just really got worse on this one, dude. Holy crap.
Yeah. But it's all jest.
It is. That was fun. Well, we hope you enjoyed this because we did, especially this last story. It was hilarious, and we'll fill you in one of these days. Probably not.
Probably not.
Because it wouldn't be, you know. It,
politically correct.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, not even politically. Racially? I don't know. It just wouldn't be.
Never mind. But, you know, we hope you enjoyed the show. We enjoyed just sitting here and chopping it up a little bit today. You know, just not taking things too seriously. Yeah, there are things that frustrate us. And yeah, there's a lot of crappy news in the trucking industry. And there's all the crazy things that are going on in the world today. You know, sometimes we just need to take a step back and smile.
The stock market's up. The Dow's up.
Stock market's up.
The S&P's up.
S&P.
You know, UPS is laying off 12,000 drivers.
But everything else is okay.
Hey, we're all good.
Yep. Yeah, you know it, man.
We're back to seeing UPS and FedEx and Amazon bobtailing again.
Yep, there we go.
So that means you're not buying stuff.
Yep, you got to get on this. You got to get on the stick here, folks. Right. You got to start buying stuff because we need to keep these people employed.
Yes,
everybody needs to.
My wife makes sure Hobby Lobby employees are employed.
There you go. She's doing her part. Michelle is doing her part with Trail Mix
Corporation.
Yes, sir.
America.
She has done her part between the toilet paper, the paper towels, and the Trail Mix. Single handedly, she has put on the third shift there at the Trail Mix company. So we're doing good.
So when the shortage comes, call Merkel. He'll be able to hook you up with some wipers.
You got that right. If you need a roll of toilet, you just call. Yeah. We will ship it to you.
Prepare when HLL's calling him now. You want to release the other trailer load?
That's just wiping up with HLL.com. Wipe it up with HLL.com. Dude wipes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking here. Anyway. It's too funny. Anyway,
share the show. Keep the hammer down in the hammer lane.
And take care of yourselves till the next time. See ya.
You'll never guess the places that I've been. You'll never guess the places that I've been. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Never gonna let the day begin. Never gonna let the day begin. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't wake me up before you go. And I'll just make this bed my home. Oh, darling, please just let me sleep. Give me my dreams. Give me my dreams. Give me my dreams. Give me my dreams.